Miss your chance to name that sound? Your next chance to play is coming up Monday morning at 6 with Jesse and JD. Name that sound and win. CJ 92 rocks.
Cup's already overfilled. Yeah. But it's on the table, the fire's cooking, and the farming babies with slaves are working. The blood is on the table and the mouths are choking.
Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift, CJ 92.
Refusing to
This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. Weekend Shift. CJ 92. Attention, rockaholics.
It's now time for Jesse and JD's morning announcements.
Foo Fighter the Play is coming to Calgary.
Foo Fighter the Play, okay.
So I'm thinking, okay, I see the headline. I'm like, wow, a play about the Foo Fighters? Sign me up. And finally, then I realize it has nothing to do with the band. And I was like, slap this woman with a cease and desist immediately.
Wait, so we call it Foo Fighter, but it doesn't have anything to do with the band of the same name?
Then I do some reading, and I realize that Foo Fighter is just like another word for an alien or unidentified object, a non-fighter.
What?
A Foo Fighter.
Today I learned.
That's what this article says on CTV, and this woman, actually, after I wanted her arrested and thrown in jail and all these things to happen to her financially because she ripped off the Foo Fighters and I was excited for a play to come to Calgary, she wrote a play about a very cool story. She's talking about how boxing tells a story about people who are emotionally, physically, and mentally knocked down and how they get back up again. An inspirational tale talking about Calgary, focusing on Calgarians, a play written by a Calgarian. I was like, okay, well, maybe I'll remove the email that I sent to the Foo Fighters lawyers going, hey, check this thing out. But looks like it's going to be something cool. It's all about boxing, has nothing to do with the band, and it should be coming to Calgary here pretty soon.
Are we the only two people that didn't know what a Foo Fighter was until this morning?
Oh, dude, I knew all along.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've known since, like that. So I learned that probably when I was five.
Okay, well, yeah. Anybody else that didn't, just slide a quick message over to 92929.
No problem.
Guess who's back on the market?
Woo!
I'll give you a hint. He's a limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing son of a gun! His name is Ric Flair, a.k.a. the Nature Boy. And he's now officially back on the market.
Well, if there's one thing I know about Nature Boy, is he was always on the market.
Woo! 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 So, apparently Rick was married to a lovely lady named Wendy. And it looks like the most amicable split maybe of all time. Rick saying, quote, "Wendy and I enjoyed 13 great years. As with every couple, we have experienced our ups and our downs. But I think it's important to everyone to know right now that we've decided to part ways respectfully. I'll never be able to thank her enough for standing by my side through my terrible health crisis in 2018. Remember when we almost lost him?
We wooed him back to health.
She never left my side, and for that, I will always be grateful. But yeah, for all intents and purposes, it would seem that at the tender age of 75...
Oh, he's just getting started, baby.
Ric Flair dating once again.
This is awesome, because like I know Ric Flair was married, but that was just his Tuesday girl. Rick has Monday, Wednesday, multiple on Thursday, seven on Friday. He is a kid stealing, wheeling, dealing son of a gun. He's having a hard time keeping those alligators down. That's
buddy,
for sure.
Like, what a change of fortunes. Think about where we were in 2018. Just here on the radio, wooing away, hoping we weren't going to have to announce something terrible. And here is Rick, not only still with us, but still, like, out there doing the damn thing.
Can we get some bahas in the chat for the goat or what?
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Light up a
Tell us what you like and how much you like it. Rate our rock now at CJ92.com. Help us choose which new songs we play for your chance to score some money. CJ92 rocks.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks. Jesse and JD's Rock News.
As for Rock News, we got that. If you had tickets to see the Foo Fighters this weekend, they've called off their performance at the Soundside Music Festival in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I know you were thinking about going to Bridgeport. Thank God you didn't buy these tickets because they canceled.
I just hope that the Foo Fighters aren't canceling shows because Dave cheated on his wife. Like, do we really care that much? Like, I still like the Foo Fighters, still like Dave, you know, made a mistake, whatever. He's a good dude. Are we hating on the Foo Fighters so much that they're canceling shows? Is that what's happening here?
I mean, so they canceled yesterday, right? Like, but there's no reason given. They just say they're not playing that festival. They have no other dates on their calendar, so it's hard to know if there's, like, more to come or, like, if this is part of, like, a more widespread cancellation. But, you know, not unlike you, I don't really understand the parasocial relationship side of this, where a lot of people are like, I'm done with the Foo Fighters. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't honestly feel that way. I really don't. As much as I probably don't align with what happened, I don't really consider it much of my business, and it's not going to affect how much I love songs that I've loved for decades and decades and decades. In the exact same breath, does this not look like a cancellation because of the weird, awkward thing that happened?
It does. And, like, if you're one of the people that are like, oh, no more respect for Dave, let me just tell you, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have Guns N' Roses on our show. We're going to have Metallica on our show, Bon Jovi on our show. I think a lot of the members in a lot of those bands were stepping out on their wives as well. I do feel bad for Dave. I feel bad for his wife. I feel bad for the whole situation. But please, don't start canceling albums and festivals and concerts because you made a mistake. We forgive you.
I feel bad for the fans. Like, imagine you're going to this festival this weekend. You've never seen the Foo Fighters before. Or they're your favorite band. And all of a sudden, it's not happening because of a weird, awkward thing that happened a few weeks ago or maybe years ago. Who totally knows? But Jack White will fill in for those Foo Fighters this weekend. And I guess we'll see what comes next for the band.
Also big, you probably heard this morning, Oasis apparently has that North American tour locked in, just waiting on the specific dates. They're coming very soon, apparently. But Oasis will be traveling across the pond to Chicago, Boston, L.A., East Rutherford, New Jersey, Toronto. If you're one of those people who's a convict and can't leave Canada, that's a good show for you, as well as Mexico City. And then apparently they're going to be playing Korea, Japan, Australia, and South America, like you voiced earlier. I wonder if they're going to make it this long, because these are two brothers who don't like each other very much.
Like, they sound like fun plans to make, going to see Oasis, but it also sounds a great way to just regret spending all of that money if and when these brothers end up strangling each other mid-tour.
Yeah, maybe don't buy a ticket till you show up at the gate and get from a scalper just outside to guarantee the show happens.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. It's Jesse and JD's weekend shift. CJ 92 rocks. Prepare. It's the CJ 92 Halloween Howler. October 26th at Grey Eagle Event Center with Stone Temple Pilots. And the Blue Stones. Shake it off the rust. Tickets on sale now. Get all the shriek-worthy details at CJ92.com. The CJ92 Halloween Howler at Grey Eagle Event Center. CJ92 rocks.
What's better than Tim's Rewards Points? Two times the Tim's Rewards Points. Use Scan and Pay on the Tim's app from now until September 30th to earn two times the points. Pay, earn, and redeem all with one scan. Only on the Tim's app. Canada only, limited time only. Terms apply. See app for details.
Your investments are about more than money. They're about your future, enjoying a comfortable retirement, or leaving a legacy for your family. Look no further than the Fisher Investments Guide to Retirement Income. It provides key investing strategies to build a portfolio that will help generate income for years to come. Whether you're looking to travel the world or hit the pickleball courts, we'll help you get there. For investors with a portfolio of $500,000 or more, go to FisherCanada.com to download an audio version and listen today. That's FisherCanada.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
22 players come together to find the traitors among them.
Who will outsmart whom?
The ultimate murder mystery game. The Traitors Canada. New episode, Monday at 10, 8 Mountain on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Ugh, these vacation prices are really adding up. Flights? Hotels?
Are your vacation plans going off-road? I'm a Sunwing Financial Advisor, saving you money while giving you more.
Did you say Fly Financial Advisor?
Yeah, Sunwing Financial Advisor. There are thousands of us across Canada cracking the code on vacation savings so you can crack open that SPF.
Huh, that makes so much financial sense.
Book with your local travel advisor or at...
Did you know that the key to a smoother ride, enhanced safety, and better handling is right beneath you?
Tires are crucial for your car's performance. That's why Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealers are offering you two amazing tire deals. Either enjoy our tire price match guarantee, where we'll match any eligible better price, or our buy three tires and get the fourth free offer. And don't forget, we offer seasonal tire storage at participating dealers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. We built it. We know it.
Calgary Health Foundation Hospital Home Lottery is your ticket to win two incredible properties. A $3.2 million grand prize show home in Watermark at Bear Spa, custom built by Crystal Creek Homes, complete with $100,000. And the spectacular early bird prize, a $1 million Spring Creek condo in the heart of Canmore. Hospital Home Lottery, it's more than just a ticket. It advances healthcare for all Albertans. Buy now at CalgaryHospitalHomeLottery.com.
Nurses used to flock to Alberta because we were number one. We had the best pay in Canada. Our hospitals were magnets, attracting the best. It was called the Alberta Advantage. What happened? Rising inflation, underfunding, not enough staff, decisions that put patient care at risk. Now, the same people who created this mess see they'll fix it with more government agencies and bureaucrats. Do they understand this is about supply and demand? It's about the market. A message from United Nurses of Alberta. Visit neednurses.ca.
Get 20,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart when you open your PC Optimum app. Shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value. On now. Conditions in app.
Belmont, proudly developed by Anthem. Enjoy boredom-free living with a future field house and library, all just 5 minutes south of Stony Trail. Tour 14 show homes or explore online at BelmontCalgary.com. We are growing places.
22 players come together to find the traitors among them.
Who will outsmart whom?
The ultimate murder mystery game, The Traitors Canada. New episode, Monday at 8 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
You're clocked in to Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just up? I went to a shrink. Like upset, that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and blood, that's bringing him down.
It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks. Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift, CJ 92.
So technically yesterday was the first day of fall in Calgary, but I mean, you can tell, right? You can feel it. There's signs of fall in Calgary everywhere.
Yeah, a bunch of us are playing winter tires or nah.
Sure.
You know, it starts to get cold, a little brisk, and you might get a little of snow come down, and you go, oh, time for winter tires. And then you realize that it's Calgary, and it could feel wintry one week and then summer the next week. But we all go through that little dance. Last year, I think I put my winter tires on like mid-September.
Yeah.
Very early.
But then left them on for like a really long time, right?
It costs money, man.
Sure, yeah. You can tell it's fall in Calgary because people start losing the plot over Name That Sound. Uh-huh. Just minding my own business, taking the dogs out yesterday morning before football gets going. I step out into my back alley and a guy comes up with a toothbrush that has been shaved down into a shank and he holds it up to my neck and he goes, "What's the sound?" Uh-huh. It's like, bro, I can't tell you. Like, I'd get fired. But that's how you can tell it's fall in Calgary. We bring back Name That Sound and people lose it.
My kids think my name is What's the Sound? Because everywhere I walk with them, people are yelling, hey, what's the sound? Jesse is my first name, actually.
Right over here.
Another way you could tell that fall is here in Calgary is that fall photo shoot pictures are starting to pop up all over Instagram. Mm. You know the ones I'm talking about, right? The ones where the family is faking the smiles in the pumpkin patch. Meanwhile, you know, they got the smiles on Instagram, but you know there was a battle right before those pictures were taken, right? The kids are eating. They got stuff all over their clothes. Mom's yelling. She feels uncomfortable because she's bloated from the summer and all the drinking. Dad's pissed off. He had to get off the couch from football and go to the pumpkin patch for the family photos. Those are the worst.
And they're all in matching outfits,
oh,
which is significantly less adorable than when it happens in front of the Christmas tree.
Black and red plaid everywhere.
You can also tell it's fall in Calgary because Leafs fans are back. I mean, not only are the leaves falling from the trees, but Leaf fans are out of the woodwork and just as delusional as where we left them in the spring.
This is our year, though. I know I've said it multiple times in the past. This is the year of the Maple Leafs.
There were Leafs fans on my Twitter yesterday ready to give Max Pacioretty the Conn Smythe, and it was the first preseason game of the year.
See his goals yesterday?
I heard he had a couple.
They were sick. I know they lost in overtime, but preseason means nothing when the Leafs lose.
Sure.
Another sure sign that fall is here. We're all playing that fall weather roulette. Yesterday was like the best example of that, the first day of official fall. Morning, you had frost, midday sunshine, afternoon rain, and then maybe a little snowstorm in the evening. We didn't have that, but it's coming.
If you wake up at the butt crack of dawn, it's hard to know like how many coats a guy is supposed to grab before you walk out the door, right?
You got to have something on underneath your sweater as well to look good in because you know that'll be coming off.
You can also tell it's fall in Calgary when we're getting really liberal with the term patio season.
Mm-hmm.
People still sitting out on the patio in like a heavy winter jacket pretending that +8 is actually patio weather. I'm just as bad for what it's worth. Somebody texts me and says, hey, we're going to Trolley 5. I go, let me grab my toque and mitts.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ 92 rocks.
Thank you.
CJAY-FM, Calgary, and iHeartRadio station, CJ Rocks. Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ 92 rocks.
You are about to hear what we call a secret wish, which is something we do with our CJ 92 Kids Fund. Before we get to that, just wanted to flag a couple things real quick. First off, if you know someone who could use some help right now, please don't be shy about nominating them over at CJ92.com. This is why we have the fund, right?
Yeah, if you're somebody out there that knows somebody that needs a little extra, you know, something, maybe it's with their kids or maybe it's with their household situation, whatever it might be, we have this fund to help you at all times. So like JD said, CJ92.com, you can make your nomination there.
Yeah, and if you need help, you're allowed to ask for it. I know, you know, for a lot of rockaholics, a lot of Calgarians, just a lot of people in general, that's not something you're comfortable doing. But if you're in those shoes and you need help, know that this fund has been here for decades for this very reason, to help out families here in Calgary and, you know, the kids who need the help along the way. So with no further ado, we're going to call a rockaholic named Lane here and see if we can help out with that kids fund.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lane?
This is.
Hey, Lane, it's Jesse and JD calling from CJ92. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We received an email from you, Lane, and we were just wondering, could you tell us a little bit about your three boys?
I can. So Abel is 12 years old. He's autistic. He doesn't get invited to birthday parties like his brothers. He doesn't have friends like his brothers, and he knows he's different, and he wishes he had those connections. His last birthday party, nobody showed up, so it was pretty heartbreaking. Noah is 11. He is super funny, charismatic. He's incredibly confident and outgoing and helpful and empathetic. He needs his two front teeth. He has to have surgery in order for his two front teeth to descend. So he needs another surgery in order for his adult teeth to come down. My little one, Eli, he is 9. And so far, he is just thriving. Great, great kids. Like, I've been so blessed. They have taught me more than I can ever teach them in a lifetime.
And Lane, we understand that you guys are going through some hard times right now, eh?
We're one paycheck away from becoming homeless, and which is a scary thought with three little boys that, you know, need stability and security, especially my oldest. Being autistic, he really needs to know where he's going to be at all times and where we're going to be at.
Lane, we understand you guys have had to cancel some birthday parties too, and there's a surgery on the horizon, which won't be cheap.
We canceled birthday parties this year. First of all, due to money. Everything is so expensive, and going through the heartbreak of not having anybody show up for the oldest, Abel's birthday party a few years ago, it's just, don't really want to go through that again. And the struggles with paying the rent and buying groceries, birthday parties were just off the table this year. Birthday presents were pretty much non-existent either. We were going to try and save up for a trampoline because that's what Abel really wants, but we just haven't been able to do that. Noah's surgery is going to cost about $5,500, and we have to pay for that up front. On the day of surgery, we have to have that money or they will not do the surgery. And this is something that we're really struggling with, because the longer we wait, the chances of the root growing into his bone is higher, and then they will not be able to pull down the teeth, and he will have to wait until he's in high school, gone through puberty and whatnot, before he will be able to have the fake teeth put in. So we're really hoping that he doesn't have to wait until he's in high school before he has front teeth. Can you imagine what that would do to a young man's self-confidence?
No kidding. No kidding.
Kind of heartbreaking.
First off, thanks for sharing all that with us. You know, it sounds like the load is a heavy one. We're sorry to hear that. We know financial stress is just about the worst stress you can feel by yourself, never mind if you got a whole family unit behind you. So in saying thank you for sharing, we also wanted to extend a bit of an offer if we could. We have a CJ92 Kids Fund for situations just like these.
And Lane, we'd love to reach into that fund on behalf of our rockaholics and give you guys some money to cover that surgery, as well as maybe grab that spring-free trampoline, and we're going to give you $6,000.
Are you kidding me right now?
No. We're not kidding, and we never will when it comes to something like this. This is what the fund's here for, and we just want to help, and we're glad we can this morning on behalf of all of our rockaholics, Lane.
This is like, oh my goodness, this is life-changing for a very special little boy. You have no idea.
All we want in return is a nice photo of Noah with his big smile after he gets that surgery, okay?
Yes.
I will take it before. I'm sure he will. He doesn't like to smile because he doesn't have his two front teeth, but I will take it before and we will get you an after. Oh my goodness.
JD, should we put a little extra in there and get him a CJ grill?
Oh, now we're talking.
For the top
now we're talking bling, 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 bling.
I have to tell you, you know what, when we're in the vehicle, we often will change around the radio stations, and CJ92 is his favorite station. Out of the three boys, he is the one. He always wants to have it on your station.
Well, listen, we love to hear that. And, you know, take that part out of it. We just, you know, he sounds like such a special little dude. Yeah. And you guys sound like a really special, great family. And we just hope this lightens the load a little bit for you, Lane.
Oh, my goodness. You have no idea. CJ rocks.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD.
CJ Mornings.
CJ 92 rocks. It's Jesse and JD's weekend shift. CJ 92 rocks.
What's better than Tim's Rewards Points? Two times the Tim's Rewards Points. Use Scan and Pay on the Tim's app from now until September 30th to earn two times the points. Pay, earn, and redeem all with one scan. Only on the Tim's app. Canada only, limited time only. Terms apply. See app for details.
Welcome to the press conference. We're thrilled to announce our team's latest acquisition, Google Pixel 9 on Bell. With Gemini, Google's all-star AI on Canada's fastest and most reliable 5G network, we're ready for a standout season.
Add Google Pixel 9 on Bell to your team. Get up to $800 off when you trade in an eligible phone. Learn more at bell.ca/Google or visit a Bell store. Bell, smartphones just got better.
When you have high stakes on the high seas, it's all hands on deck. From producer Ryan Murphy, starring Joshua Jackson and Don Johnson, Dr. Odyssey, new episode Thursday at 9, 10 Mountain on CTV.
Callum.
Yes, Michael.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? The stores are doing fantastic.
I'm disappointed that you told Fiona about me being in love with Sarah.
Michael, I did not tell Fiona anything about Sarah.
Then how did she find out?
I have no idea.
What did Fiona say to you about me and Sarah?
All I can tell you is that Fiona went to Africa to talk to the people in charge of the diamond mines.
So Fiona knows that De Beers is being sold?
Evidently.
Every jeweler in the world is worried about what's going to happen when the new owners of De Beers take over.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
My older sister Fiona is making sure everything turns out okay for the people of Canada and for Spence Diamonds.
Has she always been like that? A guardian angel?
I've been watching her do it since the day I was born.
We're lucky to have your older sister.
Everyone is lucky to have my older sister.
Spence. Woo! Located across from Chinook Center.
At Calgary Co-op, we know you want more this fall. More crisp air, more changing colors, more comfort food, and of course, more for your dollar. That's why we're bringing our members more every day. More savings through the app, exclusive pricing, and earnings on every purchase, including 6 cents back on every liter of fuel. So get more from your fall with your Calgary Co-op. Earn 2 cents per liter as Calgary Co-op bonus cash and 4 cents per liter as annual member earnings. App download and registration required. Visit calgarycoop.com for terms and conditions.
Looking for a new home without the wait? Take a look at Trico's Quick Possession Homes. You'll find the townhome, duplex, lane, or front garage home you love. With designer-curated homes available in Calgary and area's best new communities, you can stop waiting for the right used home to appear and get into a brand new Trico home now. It's easy. How easy? Well, it's less like... and more like...
Welcome to the...
We'll take it!
Find all of our quick possession homes today at tricohomes.com.
This fall, walk to end blood cancers at Light the Night. Every 24 minutes, someone is diagnosed with blood cancer in Canada. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada's Light the Night brings Canada's blood cancer community together to fund life-saving research and services. Walk with us this fall to shine a light on a future without blood cancers. Register or donate today at lightthenight.ca.
A delicious new deal is at Tim's. $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich when you buy any size hot or iced coffee. You heard that right. Just $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich with Canada's favorite coffee. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's.
Walmart is the number one place to save on groceries. Get a 375-gram pack of Mitchell's Bacon for only $3.97. Down from $7.97. That's $4 in savings. On now for a limited time.
My name's Jason, and I said yes to the Capital One Smart Rewards MasterCard because I get rewarded for paying down my card balance. It's pretty amazing. I can then use my points towards gift cards, which are perfect gifts for my niece and nephew. They'd love some new fall outfits, and I know my sister would appreciate it too.
Get rewarded with the Capital One Smart Rewards MasterCard. Visit CapitalOne.ca for more details. You've got this. We've got you.
Hey there. It's your friends from Toyota. We see you eyeing that Tundra. Already picturing yourself hauling so much firewood that your chainsaw's hiding behind the shed. It's time to stop dreaming about that new Toyota and start driving one. Lease a 2024 Tundra 4x4 Double Cab SR5 from $154 weekly for 60 months at 4.99% with $6,299 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
Have you called Family Braces yet?
Making that call can literally change your life.
Imagine smiling all the time.
You'll want to show it off.
Braces and Invisalign from $149 a month.
Thinking of an orthodontist?
Think of Family Braces. Free consultation today. Familybraces.ca.
Crave is the home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Including The Penguin, starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
I'm gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
Stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe at Crave.ca.
The best.
Finger 11. Adrenaline.
CJ 92 rocks.
Scenes unexplored.
CJ Rocks, Finger 11, Adrenaline. Good morning, it's Small Town Tyler. Happy Saturday. We made it to the weekend. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Lenny Kravitz on the way after CJ Rocks, Zeppelin.